wishes, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
I'm Katie Nordgren.
This is another remote quarantine-y podcast. We're not doing this on any particular schedule, just whenever we feel like it, I guess.
Yeah, there's time. Everybody's saying this, you know, it's the cool thing to say, but time doesn't matter anymore. It's not even real.
It really isn't.
It's not. It's all made up. Did you know?
Yeah. It's not like, yeah, it's just a concept. We've all just agreed that like daylight means that it's daytime. It's weird.
Yeah. Are you having a kombucha?
I'm having an iced coffee.
Oh, is it caffeinated?
No.
Good, good, good. I don't want you to turn into a hummingbird.
Yeah, I don't sit well. Ed has been starting to drink half-calf, and he's making his own blends of beans, so he'll put in, like,
what a dork.
A scoop. Yeah, it's great. And he now does this thing that he learned from his friend, where you just take the grounds in a cup and just pour hot water on them, and then just let them sit there, and then they all sink to the bottom, and then you drink the coffee, and it's not gritty or anything. It's very strange.
Is that just Turkish coffee?
I guess, but, like, just regular? It's very, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He loves it. He says it's delicious. It's
and if this was, like, a video podcast, someone would be like, and there's no grit in it. And they would take a sip and put the thing down and smile, and their teeth would just be all coffee grounds. Or something like that. I feel like I'm in the studio with you because it's, 6 p.m. here, and I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely cooking. It is a solar oven.
Oh, wow. It's hot today.
It's really, like, it's not that hot out. I mean, it's maybe 15 degrees, but in here, it gets up to close to 30.
Your apartment in Norwich is like a little, greenhouse is the word I was looking for.
It's totally a greenhouse. So, yeah, that's, that's something that's been coming up in the, I don't know if I mentioned in the last podcast, but I'm in the Grosvenor House Residence Forum on
yes,
Facebook.
Yes, you did mention that.
and a lot of people have been like, can I get some form of air cooler? Does anyone have brand recommendations?
Aw, everyone's used to being able to go outside when it gets hot.
Well, yeah, they call them, like, chillers or something. I don't just have, like, regular air conditioners for sale for some reason because British people don't get hot.
Yeah, they generally don't have air conditioning in England, do they? Because
no.
That's why the last heat waves were very problematic.
Yeah, so if people are still stuck in their houses, they're going to be just absolutely fucked this summer because it just gets so hot, like... Yeah, people were saying that that's a complaint that they've levied against the builder or something like that. So maybe I'm not that unhappy to be getting out of here.
Yeah, fair enough. So speaking of,
this is my last week now. I am entering the last week tomorrow. I leave on the 25th.
Ideally, a lot has changed.
Ideally, I leave on the 25th. I don't know, I suppose. I don't count on anything anymore.
That's so wild. So can you fill us in, like, basically, since the last podcast, you were like, hey, I'm going to stay here till, like, May, maybe June, mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. And then all of a sudden...
I mean, I am almost making it to May.
Yeah, true enough.
It's very, very close.
Yeah.
But, I think once I started to even float the idea of coming home, especially with my parents, the feeling was like, oh, you know, at first it was just like, oh, we're very proud of you for your, you know... I guess strength of character or something like that, or tenacity to keep it up and just to keep doing your thing. But then they started really feeling like they would feel better if I was back in BC. Like the,
yeah.
Again, with the new infection rates and the death rates in the UK, they're so high. They're just so high. It's like on track to be like Spain and Italy and Canada.
Oh.
So much less so.
So much less so. BC is like, we're flattening it, sort of. We're bending it. It's
yeah.
Very exciting.
It is. It's a really good thing. So that was my feeling, was just that I should go home. I should do my time. And it's literally house arrest.
Quarantine.
I have to, it's going to be very interesting because I haven't done anything wrong, but I know the province has to treat me like I've done something wrong. You know what I mean?
This just feeds into all the things that you don't really like, where it's like, am I going to get in trouble?
it does, you know, but I'm also fine with it. I kind of just don't, like, this whole experience has just kind of made me, I want to say more flexible, I don't think I've ever been super inflexible so much as just takes me a while to get used to a new idea. But but now I'm just like, well, I don't bet on anything, I guess. Just bet on yourself and do your best. And so that's what I'm doing. But I've taken to heart what my mom and dad and what Tessa have said to me about, you know, wishing that I was closer by, the feeling like it would be a better thing for me to just be around people. And I agree now, you know, I've had my fill of my alone time for a little bit.
And this is not the ideal alone time situation that you wanted in the first place.
Like, absolutely not. No,
you were very much enjoying your own company in England, but you were still hanging out with people and you had friends there and stuff, and now you can't see them and it's really stupid.
Exactly. And it's quite heartbreaking, honestly. So it's kind of a case of, well, I either wait it out here and then go home, or I go home and just wait for things to settle down and then come back, in whatever capacity that means, whether it's just to visit or whether it's to look for a job in the industry over here. But as it stands, you know, I don't think filming is going to be starting up anytime soon.
No, they shouldn't. Yeah.
So there's a lot of things in development hell right now, and they'll stay there for a really long time. And so I think the next year or two is just going to be catching up with those projects and turfing the ones that aren't relevant anymore. And it's going to take a while for that stuff to sort of settle out. So it's not good for me, not good for my timeline. However, you know, my wonderful professor, Dr. Steve Waters, who I love so much, has been very, very encouraging and very much like, hey, just so you know, this relationship doesn't end when you graduate. Like, I'm still here for you. Like, anytime you want any help with anything, you want input on something, absolutely hit me up, kind of thing. So I think that's available that's so nice. To me if I want to, you know, come back and present work that I've updated, and, you know, if I want to see if there's any connections I can make, like he and I could go for lunch in Cambridge or something like that, and it would be really nice. So it's not goodbye, it's so long kind of thing, which is corny, but it's very true. You know, it just is what it is, and it sucks dick, but so many people have it so much worse. So
yeah,
I'm not that hacked off about it. Like, I'm sad and it's still going to be some processing time, but like, I didn't have to cancel a wedding.
Yeah, for sure.
So many people had to cancel weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's sadder somehow. Or like, people whose job is being a touring performer, now they've lost their income for the whole year, you know? So.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't say my situation's small potatoes. It still really sucks that I like waited for a really long time for my life to start, and then the moment that it did, the moment that I kind of like took it into my hands and was like, I'm gonna, then the world was just kind of like, sorry kiddo, like, you're gonna have to hunker for a little longer. I was like, well, I'm at least very experienced at that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh babe, I just,
it's fine, it I have, is what it I have is, whiskey exactly. It's chill.
Nice. And I'm like, yeah, selfishly I'm happy you're coming back as well, because that'll just be nice to, even though, yeah, I don't know, like, just being in the same time zone will be a cool experience again. It hasn't been oppressive to chat at different times by any means, but it just, like, I don't know, it'll be nice. We can cook dinner together on...
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. I would love that. And I'm really hopeful that some of the restrictions will be relaxed and that you can, like, meet a friend and go for a walk and stuff like that.
I feel like you still kind of can. So this is my thing right now, is that I'm feeling bad because I'm really following the rules quite strictly. But then at the same time, we'll go for a walk in the park and then we'll sit on a bench. And then there's another human that also went for a walk in the park and is sitting on a bench more than 6 feet away. But it's like, I'm just like, why can't that be my friend? And then I could talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would be very easy to like meet up in a park, sit outside, sit far enough apart, have a coffee, and have a chat.
And I think
people, you know, or like, yeah.
I was just going to say that I think people are doing that, and I think that's totally chill and cool. Like, I've definitely seen a lot of people, like past guest Maddie Vu, who bought a scooter and has been scooting around and popping around to other people's places and just bringing them treats and saying hi from the window and stuff like that. So it's possible to do those things, but I mean, my thing is, that I'm getting really pissed off about lately is the prescriptive patties, you know, like the people who are so I think we talked about this last time, but the people who are so like upset over their lack of control and so they feel so powerless and they feel so concerned that they're just over policing everyone else's behaviors. And so yeah. if you're like tattling, like you're literally being a little whiner child if you're tattling on people. Like if you're calling the cops, like by all means break up a gathering in the park if it looks really unlegit, but like don't tattle on people. Don't make people pay $10,000 fines. Get the get te fuck, as the Scots would say in a much cooler
get
way.
Get te fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's people were getting mad, like there's photographers going around taking like porch trits, you know, like family sitting on their stoop and then the photographer is at the end of the driveway and takes a nice picture. And people were getting mad, like, this is bad. It's encouraging the photographer to spread germs, and it's like, no, it's social distancing. Like there's a reason that our provincial health officer is not locking shit down. It's because people can, like, as long as you're not spraying droplets on each other, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I'm sad about, though, is that, you know, I went to our friend Aaron and Graham's place and just, like, stood by the fence and they stood on their porch and it was, like, a far enough away thing. But that was, like, 2 weeks ago and I haven't done that for anybody else and no one's done that for me. Yeah. And it just feels lonely. Like, it's, like, anyone could walk by my house and, like, stand at the driveway, and I would love to chat with them or through my window, but, like, nobody's even texted me, like, for 2 weeks. Yeah. I just feel sad. Like, well, I know that everyone's doing their own thing, but it just makes me feel sad.
Well, yeah, I think people are also just scared of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me sad. Yeah, there's been a document released somewhere inside of the UK that clarifies social distancing rules and clarifies some of the, like, it was like when Michael Gove spoke to the public as a whole and said, you know, these are the reasons you should be out of your house and no other reasons. Like, and one of them was exercising once per day. And now this new guideline suggests, like, it doesn't actually matter how many times you go out per day as long as you're observing all of the social distancing rules.
Yeah.
So you can go out and exercise twice a day if you want to. Like, for a while, I've been, like, really paranoid about how if I have to go get groceries, then I also have to walk first and I can't go home in between. Like, I have to walk and bring my shopping bags with me and then get my groceries and then go. So I'm not doing it twice in one day.
Right.
Which is stupid. Like, there's... Anyway, like, I think that having strong rules in place is important because otherwise there are people who just won't follow them at all. But on the other hand, there's so many people who can follow rules responsibly and, you know, not even bend them, but just sort of figure out a way to still enforce the rules or still follow them while, you know, still getting social interaction with people.
Yeah. I just feel like there could be more. So, like, I invited friends. Like, we went to the, there's a farmer's market every Sunday near at the pond, like, in park near our house. And they've set it up quite nicely that, like, you wait in a line with, and they have markers measured out that people wait at to get in and only a few people at a time. And it's, we walked past it and it was, like, pretty empty and it looked like quite a lovely shopping experience, honestly. So I think we're going to go on Sunday and, like, get some fresh eggs from a farm and, like, good cheese and there's, like, a wine booth and, like, get some fresh fish.
Gotta go to the wine booth.
Well, it's there, so, like, yeah. And it's just, like, it's nice. And so then I said to my friends that live in the neighborhood, I'm like, what if you also went to the farmer's market at noon and then we went to the coffee cart and, like, sat on a bench and you sat on that bench over there and it's, like, way more than 6 feet apart, but we could at least, like, be near each other. I think that would be nice. So I think we're going to do that.
Good.
And, yeah. I don't know. It's just the way that I've been getting some social interaction has just been, like, very strange. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like Zoom meetings really that much, like big ones. I think they're fun, and I just want something more from them that I'm not getting, and then I'm very sad afterwards. Like, I don't know what I want, but it's very sad.
There's something about inhabiting the same space as people that just feels good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, maybe it's your vibrations.
Well, yeah.
Banging into their vibrations.
I think that's legit.
I'm sure that there's a more scientific way to say it. But yeah.
Energy transfer.
God, I really miss people. I miss them so much. I haven't, let's see, the last time I touched someone was 33 days ago.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So that sucks, but
yeah,
I'm okay, I think. Having kind of weird dreams when I can remember them that seem to be related to this. Like, it's this isn't how people are meant to live, right? It's really not. And so for us to have that and to not have any idea as to when it's going to change for the better, that's really hard. I'm not saying anything revolutionary here, but yeah, it's so for me, that uncertainty is going to be a little bit easier to deal with, where I could at least be with family, because some of the regulations that I've seen here that I think are similar to the ones back home are that, like, you are allowed to leave your house to move, but you can't just, like, go to a place for a couple of hours. It's like, if you're married to someone, this was actually a specific example given in the English one that I was reading.
Okay.
And it was like, if you're having, like, marital problems or relationship problems and you need, like, a few days to cool off, you can go and move in with a friend or something like that. Like, so there's,
right,
there is stuff that does allow you some flexibility and some wiggle room while still, you know, maintaining the fact that you're not supposed to be in public and with a lot of people. But when you keep it sort of, I think it's really harm reduction, you know, and I hope that more advice about that kind of specific stuff comes out. And I really, like, I'm just dying for something that says, like, hey, you can get together with six friends in a private residence or something like that, because that, I could live almost indefinitely like that.
Yes.
If I could just be with a small group of people, I just need to see my friends. I need to hug people. And I need my legal weed.
Well, that's very, very good about British Columbia. So
that's
true.
It's an essential service.
It is.
It is.
They haven't shut it down yet.
No, why would they? It's money.
Yeah, I know.
Money, please.
Yeah. It's like, so there's like the extreme, like, douchebags, right, that are like marching on the Canby Street Bridge being like, end the lockdown. And it's like, we're nowhere near as restrictive as some places. And it's not fake, and we don't need to develop herd immunity, like, all that shit where it's like, oh, well, just a whole bunch of people have to die, but everyone will get immune. It's like, no, I do not agree.
I am so bewildered by conspiracy theorists in general. Like,
I had someone call my work, and, because I'm a government worker, right, and so they called, and they were asking about certain government programs and stuff, and that was totally normal, and then by the end of the call, he was like, and I've just been asking everyone this, do you actually know anyone who really got coronavirus or that actually died from it? And I was like, well, yeah, our local seniors home. And I know the guy's address. So I was like, the seniors home down the street from you, like 10 people died. And we knew those people and we brought flowers. Like, and he was just like, oh, he got very quiet.
Well, yeah, this is not an elaborate prank. You know, it's not an elaborate method of social control. It could be hijacked for that, absolutely. But that's not, like, no one created a disease so that people would get it, you know, like, at least I doubt it.
Yeah. If it turns out that we're wrong, that's fine. But I would rather just,
who's going to know? Seven people.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't know. I'd rather just, like, always trust that it's, like, science is good, and
science is
good. I do trust the folks in charge that are, like, working on these things to keep us safe, and I want to always lead with compassion and, like, take care of people and take care of each other and stuff like that. So it's like, this to me is not, like, it sucks, but it's not this huge, like, oh my god, all my rights and everything are being trampled on. It's no, you're being asked
to take
care of other people. Yeah.
It's not unfair. It just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand some people sometimes.
And it's white people that are just, like, being the worst.
Of course it is. I wonder if there's a GoFundMe yet for, like, a spa vacation for Bonnie Henry.
Aw. Did you see that they're designing shoes for her?
Oh, she's... I had my parents' friend, Cheryl, sent me a message going, did you know that she's a Fluvog head?
Yeah, she, like, loves Fluvog shoes, and now they're designing a Bonnie Henry shoe.
Oh my god,
that's like,
amazing.
It's pink, and then on the back it says, like, be safe, be calm, be kind, or whatever, which is, like, very cute.
That is cute.
And then, but then, like, fucking, I don't know, this whole thing is bringing out the worst in people, because now people are debating, like, should we be talking about her shoe? Shouldn't we be paying attention to what an important, strong woman she is? It's like, you know what?
You don't, like, wear Fluvog shoes because you want no one to mention it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, like, sturdy and comfortable and allow her to stand up and do... She's done, like, 50 press galleries, like...
Every badass woman that I know in the Vancouver area who has like a slightly unique style, which I guess is like, that's a sort of defeating statement because I'm about to say that they all have a Fluvog pair of shoes at least.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
But they're all different ones.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, I don't know, let people enjoy nice stuff.
Let people enjoy anything.
Like, come on.
Let us have anything good. Anything. Is there anything that we can talk about that has nothing to do with fucking this?
No, I was going to tell you some... No.
No.
No. No. I was going to tell you some, like, two gross and one good medical thing.
About yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me the gross. I'm taking my dress off.
It's taking off your dress?
It's too hot.
Lucky for me, this is a video chat. Hello.
I got a sunburn on my chest today from walking around.
You do look very sunburned.
I'm very red. I made a mistake. But I'm also drinking, and but it's also the camera. You look red, if we're being fair.
To be fair.
Okay, touche.
Thanks. I'm in a very red room, to be fair, so.
Yeah.
No, but, okay, so the first gross thing, like, I thought I had to go to the clinic because I've had this weird bump on my head for, like, 10 years.
Oh, no.
And...
It's an emergency.
I know, right?
I'm turning into a cone head.
Well, I've just had it there, and then I've been noticing it more and more, and then it started to get really painful, and it, like, hurt really bad, so I'm like, shit, I'm gonna have to go and get this, like, lanced or whatever. Blah. And then yesterday it just popped on its own.
Ew,
so it's fine.
Sick. So
and I'm not, like, one of those pimple popper people at all. I think that's
But it probably felt
gross.
Great.
It feels amazing now. There's no pressure on my head anymore. And I had to, like, yeah, basically, like, doula it.
Oh, God.
It was... Sorry.
It's really just funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gross, but I'm also very happy for you.
Yeah, it feels awesome. A good thing that I did was online acupuncture. It was incredible. It was so incredible. So the local acupuncture clinic down the street, they will put a little kit together and they'll either send it in the mail or they dropped it off for me, which is very cute. They dropped it on my doorstep because we all live close by. And they're like these little tiny stickers with a little point in them. And basically you do like a video chat with the acupuncturist and she's like on an office chair drawing on herself, like teaching you how to find the points. She's, like, drawing on herself with a marker. She's, like, up on a chair, like, so that you can see her feet. Like, it's so cute. It was really fun. She's also just, like, better than any counselor I've ever gone to.
Yeah, you love your acupuncturist.
I think it's, for me, so much of my anxiety...
Is somatic.
Is so mental, and so just talking about it doesn't help me. And so just doing a body thing that's unrelated really helps. So yeah. Just talking about any health things. And it's like, it gets quite intimate, right? Because you're talking about like hormonal cycles and like body stuff and whatever. With this one, I was just like, hey, I have allergies and I know there's some points that help with allergies. I would like to not wake up with itchy eyes every morning and freak out.
And it is not also, a symptom of corona.
I know, but it's irrational, right? So I wake up and I'm like, oh God. And then I take an allergy pill and I'm fine.
I've just started taking allergy pills every day.
Yeah.
I just put them in my pill case because it's like, there's some weird ass pollen here. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's fine. I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly. And as long as the allergy medicine doesn't make you feel too bad, then it's not actually like a problem.
Doesn't make me feel like anything. It's not like you can get Benadryl over here.
Yeah. Can't you?
You have to get it over the counter and they sell it as a sleep aid, not an allergy pill.
Oh, interesting.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet you can get codeine over the counter as well. So.
Anyway, it's cool though. So she guided me through and so I've got all these little stickers all over me. Still, they can stay on for like a couple of days.
Neat.
The one on my hand came off right away because of all the hand washing, of course.
All the hand juice.
But that's fine. That's fine. And I've got them on my legs and arms and every once in a while. No. I've got some in my ears and like you can basically just like press them. And it just, like, gives you a good little flood of juice. It just feels very, like, tranquilizing. It feels so good.
I got
like,
the juice.
And my third gross health thing, I will not get into details, but just to show how out of touch with my body I'm getting, I think, just because I'm distracted with everything, is I forgot my Diva Cup was in for 3 days.
Oh, no! Did you save that just for this?
Yes.
I'm so upset. You're the grossest little goblin.
I know, it was pretty awful. I've thrown it away.
Oh, really? You just ordered a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta upgrade the model, I guess.
Well, I went and bought a new one at Shoppers, and apparently now if you're the Model 2, it used to just say if you've had a baby, switch to Model 2, but now it's if you're over 30.
Yeah, I have a Model 2. Because I got my first one when I was over 30, because it took people 10 years to convince me to get one.
Yeah.
And then it took me 3 months to figure out how to fucking use it.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, so when people are like, I don't know if I want to try it, I'm like, fine, don't. Yeah, I love exactly. it now.
I told our friend Luna when it happened, because she was online, and I was like, I know that you're a bit squeamish about gross stuff like that, so I went into extreme detail with her, and she was super into it. But she was like, that's actually an endorsement for it if you didn't notice that it was in you for 3 days.
Oh, that just made me realize, that just made me think about Luna, that I don't know if you've seen, I don't know why I'm stuttering so much today, but it's just because I haven't talked to any person in forever, so I don't really remember how to do it. Not that I was ever that great at it to start with, but so Andrew Lloyd Webber every 2 weeks has been throwing up a new one of his shows on Friday nights.
Oh, that's too funny.
So, or maybe it's every Friday. But last week or the week before, it was Jesus Christ Superstar, but not
nice.
Not the sexy fox one or whatever it was that you saw with John Legend. But the 2012 UK stadium tour with Tim Minchin as Judas and Melanie C as Mary Magdalene.
I saw clips from it. She was pretty good. She can gritty. Sing,
but she has white people dreadlocks in it.
It's Tim very mentioned, bad costuming.
White people dreadlocks. Jesus, some guy that they just auditioned in a reality show, I think. It was that's brutal. Weird. It was like Banksy Jr. did the production design. It looked awful. the chorus was so bad, like they were just, the acting was so like, I'm gonna punch you, I'm anarchy, like it was it was just like all about like, oh, Jesus is socialism and it's a threat, and then that it's just fucking stupid. So I turned it off after 3 songs and I was like, I can't even deal with this. But tonight my friend,
I think I'll watch it too.
It's gonna be Phantom of the Opera. And Luna's never seen it. She's like, I have avoided it this long. I don't know how. Guess I'm gonna fucking watch it tonight. But she got primed with new music from Fiona Apple, which is apparently like one of the best albums to come out in 5 years. Not just by like her, but by anyone. Pitchfork gave it a 10.
They don't usually do that, I guess.
They don't do that. The only other one I've ever known of was Kanye West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which was 10 years ago. So
Yeah. I'm excited to listen to it. I think I'll put it on while I work today. But cool, I might cry instead.
I need to start listening to Fiona Apple. I've only just started listening to so many artists for the first time.
I know. I've never was a big Fiona Apple person, but I've had Extraordinary Machine stuck in my head all day since I've been seeing her name.
Didn't know that one.
On Twitter. You put that song on a mix CD for me.
Did I?
I think so.
I don't think so. Because I do not know
that was Leather by Tori Amos.
Yes, that's much more. Yeah, that was that's the piano bitch that I put on.
Nice.
But even Tori Amos, I only know like a few of her songs. So.
Uh-huh, same here. I think it just didn't hit me. Like, I think maybe if I was a couple years older, I would have been more into Fiona Apple.
You know what my issue was? Misogyny.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, it's sexism. I didn't listen to female artists in my late teens, early 20s, which is like when you need to listen to sour women with pianos, like it's necessary. But I also never listened to Radiohead, and for some reason Spotify keeps being like, hey, are you okay, bud? You seem depressed. How about Radiohead's No Surprises? I'm like, yeah, how about No Surprises? Aww. I'm gonna listen to No Surprises and imagine that my head's in a fishbowl filling up with water. Such a beautiful song.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for you to start getting into Radiohead perhaps a bit more.
Yeah, I'm very willing to be recommended things. I like that cool vibe. And I'm like, should I also get into LCD Sound System and all of these other things that have just been there all this time, and I've been like, I don't know. It's like if a cute guy didn't introduce me to it, I didn't look into it any further.
Oh, God.
It's like, Katie, why do you have so many Tom Waits albums? Like, because I love male approval. But I also love a growly motherfucker. Like,
yeah, he is wonderful. It doesn't make that any less good, but that's definitely how I learned about all my music in college, where it was just like, you know, hey, come over to my place and really listen to some records. That's how I learned
you
to
my etchings.
Appreciate Bob Dylan, I guess. Like, I still don't really care that much, but...
One of the comic artists that I follow on Instagram, Julia Wirtz, she's this, like... I've actually been following her work for a really long time. She used to have a comic called The Fart Party. So, of course, I was very up for that because it's a very silly name. But she would do, like, very sort of simplistic drawings. But she's a much more sort of varied artist than that. And anyway, she's, like, quite pregnant right now.
Oh, man.
So she's in, like, I don't know, Petaluma or something like that. I think she's in, like, the middle of California. And anyway, she was telling a story about how last weekend she and her partner drove out to, I don't know, some place to just go for a really long country walk and just sort of ramble around. And then she's like, yeah, and just on our walk, we passed Tom Waits and his wife, Kathleen Brennan, and their dog. And they said hello to us and wished us well, because life is just like that sometimes. And I was like,
that's nice.
I would shit myself. Because, like, not only Tom Waits, but Kathleen fucking Brennan, who...
Yeah, she's the brainchild.
Like, she absolutely is the person who, like, renovated his entire career and took him from, like... whiskey-soaked piano troubadour into, like, weird genius
experimental
level.
Beautiful, yeah. like I think so
she's
cool.
Co-written most of his best albums, I think, which mm-hmm. is like, and a lot of people don't know that, and I think that's very sad, because he is constantly sort of pointing to her being like, she is so much of everything I've done, you know. I love that. That's very nice. I like to see people who are creative with each other and in love. I think that's really nice.
I think on the last episode you said you absolutely hated it when people, co-creators that are in love together.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel a lot of things right now.
I don't like it
when people are gross about it and they make it all about their love and stuff instead of just, like, getting the fucking work done. I am a very sour person about love and stuff right now, but I'll get over
That's
it
totally
pretty
fair.
Quick.
That's totally fair.
I'll get over it as soon as someone really hot pays attention to me.
Oh man, yeah, it's like I definitely feel privileged to be quarantining with a partner, even though, like,
he drives you
we're
crazy
getting
sometimes.
On each other's nerves. What's that?
Even though he drives you crazy sometimes,
just a little bit. It's like
just dish related crimes.
Just, we never fight over dishes, and this week we just totally fought over them, and it's like, fuck. So just
damn it.
Have to
You were dish white virgins, and now you're sullied.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be fine, but it's just, like, everything is weird.
Everyone's goblin is coming out right now.
Yeah, basically. I'm definitely, like, giving into my worser impulses, where it's like I just didn't leave the house for a few days, even though I know it's good to, like, go outside and get exercise and go for a walk. And so Ed's trying to, like, drag me out for a walk, and I'm just like, no, don't want to. And
I mean,
so
like...
then I can see the light fade in his eyes when I don't go for a walk.
It's I mean, I like to walk. I don't know how much I'd like it if somebody else was dragging me, because it's always my mm-hmm. idea if I do it, right?
Yeah.
So that part's good, but, like, I don't know. Like, when I think about what I would really like to be doing right now, I would love to be at my parents' place. And mm-hmm. so that's still a plan for, you know, after my house arrest is over, I'm going to pack up and head over there for a couple of weeks probably and just party with my mom and dad and make lots of food and maybe go for a bike ride or something like that. Not that I like to ride bikes, but maybe I could just, like, run behind them or something. Maybe I could convince them to foster a dog. Probably not.
Yeah.
That'd be dope, though, if we could get a dog. Mommy, daddy, get a dog. I want one.
It's Ed and I have been talking about, because we're going to eventually move to rural places, and I guess we're going to get a dog too, which is cute.
That's
we're
cute.
We're both allergic. It's going to be fine.
When you have more space, you know, that's something that you can just, the dog doesn't even have to be an outside dog. It can just, like, live in the mudroom.
Exactly. So,
and, like, come and go, kind of.
Very cute. And I can't decide what kind of dog I want to get. Probably a border collie. That'd be awesome.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's fucking cute as hell, man.
Ed kind of wants like a woods companion dog that he can like go fishing and like take the dog with him, you know?
Like a duck toller or a collie or a, I don't know what other kind of dogs are.
Some kind of retrievers. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. We'll get a big...
A Labrador.
We'll get a big dog. I'll have somewhere to put all my love.
I saw a TikTok that was like it was a pit bull. People are like, people want to know what like our dog is crossed with. They get very confused when they see him. And it was like in a very tight shot. I'm like, it's a fucking pit bull, man. Like, what's confusing? And then they pull back and they're like, yeah, he's also 50% dachshund. So it was like a pit bull, but it was so small. And I was like, that is the perfect dog for me.
Oh my God.
Give me your dog. I want your dog. Give me your dog. I want your dog.
I just love the, when any breed is mixed with a corgi, it just looks like a corgified version of the original dog. Like,
it just looks like a corgi wearing like an Aragumi shirt or something, or whatever those things are fucking called. Kiragumi?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But like,
it's a...
They're just long, long little corgi-shaped, like, German Shepherd or something like that. It's so cute.
Controversial opinion, though. Corgis are shitty dogs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Number one, the queen likes them. Number two, they're just so untrainable.
Are they just little bitches?
They're so stubborn. Like, some of them are very loving and very cute, but they're always really nervous. They're always stinky.
Yeah.
And they're always little bastards, but they are cute. So I understand why people like them so much. They have great butts.
Yeah, they do. They just
Like little, like two little fried chicken drumsticks, like on either side of a barrel, just walking.
Oh, so
they're
cute.
Little bums.
So cute.
It's so cute. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. Just total pivot. Did you? Oh my God. What voice is this? Have you seen the new Bon Appetit video of Carbonara?
Of course I have. It was delightful.
Oh. That's like my favorite video they've made in a really long time. Just for the uninitiated, we've become completely obsessed with the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. As has everybody.
Yeah. Basically, like I mentioned it at like back in the day when I went to like a brewery with like 20 people at a long table. That was pretty fun. And I just mentioned something Bon Appetit and like three people's heads snapped up and they were just like, oh my God, I love it. Like, it's all these little like niche-y things, but it's not niche at all. It's like very,
it's
very
become
popular.
Super mainstream, but I'm also fine with it because I do really like that.
I bought
that,
a Bon Appetit programming tote bag with an egg on it.
That's cute. I had a subscription to their paper magazine for like 10 years.
Ah.
So I am O fucking G, man. Like, not to be a coont about it, but it's true. I've been a stan for a long time. And I have very strong opinions on who rules and who sucks in the test kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We disagree and, on some, but it's okay. I just like everybody.
It's true, but you'll come around one day to my way of thinking.
But I like Molly.
No, she fucking sucks,
no,
man.
She's great.
She sucks. It's like, I'm going to make a Molly egg. It's flavorless and colorless, just like me. sorry. It was just like they put up the carbonara and they put up Molly learns to butcher and break down an entire pig. I'm like, perfect. A video I never need to see. Because she's a bitch and I hate seeing butchery.
But there was an amazing lesbian butcher with a jacked arm in it. It was very good.
Oh, that's pretty cool, I guess. Yeah. But I still don't like seeing pigs being butchered. It's kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Not the biggest pork person, which is like maybe ironic for me to then segue into talking about carbonara, but they really did put my three favorite chefs on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Carla. Love Chris Morocco. He is such a fuss budget.
He's my favorite. It was so funny when he like...
I love him.
When
he sucks. I love him.
When Sola put on the ice cream machine music, he was like, turn that off. That was so...
And Sola is like one of my favorites, period. Sola and Christina are the two sort of new ones, and I really love both
me
of them.
Too.
And I'm really hoping Christina Chahi is a lesbian, because she has big dyke energy.
Aw, I like her.
But Sola has so much dyke energy, and it turns out she's married to a man.
A very handsome Egyptian man.
Very, very handsome. They're a super cute couple, but I'm also just like, do you know the energy you're putting out there?
It's very good.
It's a crime.
She's so creative. She's
so hot.
Like, I just really think that she's, like, such a genius. I don't know.
She is, and she's very, like, not even self-effacing. She just, like, kind of doesn't have an ego about things at all, it seems. She's just, like, very creative and just sort of follows her brain down rabbit holes, and she's like, might work. Hey, it worked, kind of. Yeah. I don't know if I like it, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I like that way of developing things. I think that's very interesting, you know?
And same.
There's so many, there's just so many things about, of course, everybody wants to get rawed by Brad, but what can you do?
He'll have, like, sticky garlic fingers.
Whatever.
It's a two-part epoxy.
Finger me and then put me in the fermentation station.
Toot, toot.
Don't forget to burp me every day.
Yeah, it seems like he'd be attentive, you know?
Yeah, something like, I mean, he's got children, so you know he can fuck.
Oh, God. I like that little clip of, like, his wife. He's like, oh, I can just pivot in my kitchen. She's like, could you pivot some muffins over here? It's like, yes. I'm enjoying learning the dynamics in their own homes is very cute.
It is cute. There's a lot of people who did not consent to be part of this nonsense, but I'm appreciating them there.
Yeah.
And also making fun of Alex Delaney for bringing a satchel full of records to his parents' house.
And his coffee stuff. Dude, like, it's so silly.
MP3s. Like, you dingus.
Yeah. I don't know why
he worried that they would warp in his apartment? Like,
what's that?
Was he worried they would warp in his apartment? Like, I really just need, like, the vinyl energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I understand the need to collect things, but I've just never understood the being married to a type of media.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I like the big square that the records come in. Like, that thing is cool. The sleeve, I believe it's called.
Yes.
That part's cool because it's like decoration, but most people just put them in a big shelf.
Yeah.
And then I cannot see the front of them. So who fucking cares?
I like how you went to Adam Sandler voice for a second.
I'm crazy pickle for an arm. I do believe I want some candy.
I mean.
I'm crazy teabag mouth. Yeah, apparently that's just in there.
You can't go wrong with it, though. It's fucking...
So much...
It's so good.
Dude, if I was at someone's house and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to put on Happy Gilmore and spark up this joint, I'd be like, fucking perfect. Nice. What a good afternoon we're about to have.
Absolutely. Oh, man. I will say,
just
like...
tap it in. You just got to tap it in. Just give it a little tappy tap tap-a-roo. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I love all the cooking shows and videos and stuff that I'm super obsessed with. I love that they make things very accessible. And I've been really enjoying just cooking so much. Like,
oh, so much cooking.
I know that we're supposed to be supporting our local restaurants and stuff, but I've been cooking every day and I haven't wasted any food. It's been amazing. I like organized the fridge and I was like, there's nothing that I have to throw away because I'm not making like a big batch of stuff for the week and then we get bored of it and then throw it out, you know? I'm just at home. I can make delicious things for lunch. I can make nice things for dinner. I can make small batch stuff. I did make a big pot of beans, but I'm using them in, like, various iterations, so...
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to, like, repeat the same thing over and over.
So horny for butter beans right now.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're so good.
You can make anything with them. You can make anything with butter beans.
Yes.
Anything.
And I loved... Anything. I've never made a pot of beans from dry before, ever. And I made it just like Carla taught me, and it was...
Just like Carla... Carla Lolly Music, the
it was
most beautiful
so,
name in the world.
So delicious. It was just like chickpeas in their own delicious broth, and then we made breadcrumbs and aioli just like she did in her video and ate it, and it was like the best fucking thing I've ever eaten, ever. It was so
just
good.
Just tooted up a storm after.
I sure did, yes. It was very, very tootful.
Very tootful. I made very tootful and fruitful. I made the Greek beans with like just, like soak the beans 12 hours. Cook them in just a little bit of broth and herbs. That's how I did it anyway, for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I baked them with tomato sauce, onions, and herbs, and a little bit of feta cheese on top.
Hell yeah.
And just baked that and just had that with green beans, because I was like, why not have a double bean dinner? There's no one here to smell my shame. Not that green beans make you fart, I don't think.
No.
But I don't know, maybe they do. I'm not a fucking scientist.
Toot City, USA.
I'm not a fucking fart scientist. I could be. Done a lot of personal research. But yeah, no, I cooked that up and then I was like, this is really good. And it tasted even better the next day. And then I was like, but how much longer can I just eat a pile of beans? So I thought, I'll just throw them in the pot with some fucking broth and then just hit it with the stick blender. Oh my God, it was like creamy tomato soup.
Yes.
Because it was white beans and then like really thick tomato sauce and then veggie broth.
Incredible.
And then I thought, oh, you know, I'll add some more feta to it. Didn't need it. It was perfect.
Nice.
And I just like glugged it down. Like I was just chugging that shit. It was delicious.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, I'm with you on the thing that is keeping me going is cooking for myself.
Yeah.
I have a ton of joy from that.
Being very like indulgent in a good way, like just like this is like I've just been cooking like a giant pan of caramelized onions for like 2 hours. It's so delicious. It smells so good. It just feels very like sensual and mindful and stuff like that. It's great. Mm-hmm. The thing that I'm stuck on right now is that Ed's meditation is going fishing. And he keeps bringing back these trout from the local pond, and they don't taste very good. So we have so many that we need to eat, and I don't want to.
You just turn them into fertilizer for your garden if you don't want to eat them, I guess.
Yeah, or he's been catching and releasing as well in the last little while. But, like, they just taste like the dirty pond. So there's a lot of, like, we barbecue them and we season them up really nice and stuff, but then there's just, like, an undertone of, like, dirty pond water. Like
dirty pond water.
Yeah. It's not great.
If you were desperate, it would be good, but you're not, so.
Yeah, we can still get other stuff, but anyway.
For sure.
That's, like, a very, like, wah-wah problem, for sure. I think I'll make them into trout tacos, because then I can top them with, like, salsa and shit.
Oh, nice. I'm excited by the challenge of having to, like, try to use up everything in my frizzer.
Me too!
That's my frizzer.
It's like...
My fridge and freezer.
It's like what we should have been doing all along. Like, my mom does that. Her fridge is, like, pretty much always empty, because she just uses everything in very good order, and it's just like I've been such a lazy bastard for so long and like get so much takeout instead of using what's in my fridge, and now I'm like using what's in my fridge. We've saved so much money. It's insane.
Oh yeah, I mean I am definitely saving some money, but I was thinking of like, yeah, we're supposed to support our local restaurants, and I'm like, cool, so local for me is only kebabs.
Oh god.
And honestly, I could fucking go for a kebab, but but that's just not what it's not what plants crave, you know. I wanted something different, so I make other things. But yeah, I have to, since I'm leaving in a week, I have to use everything that's in my freezer, and I've got like, I don't know, frozen Brussels sprouts, I've got frozen butternut squash and sweet potatoes and that kind of stuff, and a little bit of frozen meat and stuff. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to get very creative in the next week, but I'm gonna eat all of this shit.
Nice.
I'm gonna make another curry probably, because I've been making so much like dal.
Yes.
Just bueno, very happy with that.
Nice.
And eating lots of yogurt on it and just feeling like very, very much like someone's Desi mom would pat me gently on the head and be like, good work, Katie. And be like, thanks, Mama G. You
know? Like, totally.
Thank you, Auntie. Yeah. I love you. So yeah.
I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm very excited for you to come back and then make that amazing dal, or the dal makhni.
Dal makhni.
In your Instant Pot, and then make me a container.
Bring it to you. Yeah. Oh, girl, I will 100% make you some. I've now gotten to the point where I realize that if I'm going to make dal, I make most of it the day before and let it like just sit with its spices in the fridge.
Hell,
and then I reheat it and then add the cream.
Hell yeah.
And it's so good that way. Yeah, because it's always good the night of, but it's always so much better the next day.
Nice.
So I've just started like making it in advance.
Ooh.
Now that we have nothing but time.
Yeah.
So why not?
Something to look forward to tomorrow.
Exactly. So yeah, like being able to, so as far as food goes, other than the fact that I'm eating way too much of it and eating a lot of snacks and drinking a lot of alcohol, my meals are very healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here.
My meals are very healthy, and then I will eat an entire bag of Doritos or the equivalent, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that. And it just is what it is, because that is the thing that makes me really serotonin and not feel like I want to die. So
yeah, we need
it's
that.
Very helpful where I can't like touch another person or do a dab or any number of things.
Yeah.
For the listener at home, I just did the dab dance
that
the cool kids on Fork Knife do.
I saw it. Fork Knife.
Fork Knife, I believe it's called.
Yeah, we've been having like amazing breakfast. I've been making like the slow cooked scrambled eggs, like the French style.
I make them daily.
Yeah.
I love those soft ass gooey custardy scrambled eggs.
Yes. And like a couple days ago, we had leftover salmon from dinner, so I folded the salmon in there and then put like a creme fraiche on top.
fuck off. Oh, if you had like a little dill or some capers or like some red onion on top.
That'd be so good. I'm like regrowing my own scallions in the window, and so I just like chop up scallions and put it on there. And we've got this beautiful bread that's like this dark rye, and so it tasted like a delicious bagel. I also made garlic aioli for those beans, and so then we've been spreading the garlic aioli on the dark rye and then scrambled eggs on top. It's so good.
I'm salivating.
I am too, talking about it.
I guess because it's like time for dinner for me.
And it's time for breakfast for me. I haven't had breakfast yet, so.
What am I having? I'm having leftovers of my, I don't know if you call it a stir fry, but it is sort of my, like, if I don't want to think about making food, but I have to have something that has healthfulness in it, I make this thing that is just... I cook onions, then I cook ground turkey, then I throw in chopped kale, and then I throw in some cooked rice and add a little balsamic vinegar and maybe just a little splash of barbecue sauce or just any other kind of brown sauces. Mm-hmm. And it just tastes like really good.
That sounds awesome.
It is really good, and it's cheap and it's easy to make, and it's like nutritionally complete. So it's nice. It's a very, very good meal. So I'm going to eat that, and then I'm going to probably have like a ton of chocolate and eat some of the Cadbury sponge cake that I made with weed butter.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm living the good life here.
That's not
but I'm
bad.
Ready to come home.
That's
I think.
Not bad.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So I guess the next time we do this, I will be home,
yeah.
Most likely.
You'll be locked
unless
in
we get
your...
really bored during the week.
Locked so. In your quarantine apartment, but I'll be happy to keep doing this a little bit to chat and
perfect.
Stuff. It's very good.
Love that. All right.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I've been having good lunches as well, and then in between I'll have like snacks of like a noodle cup with a slice of processed cheese in it. It's really good.
In it? Oh my god.
It's really good.
I just eat so much right now, and I'm not normally I would throw myself some guilt about that, but I'm just like, you know
fuck
what?
That.
It's not heroin.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely harm reduction. It's totally fine. Food
it's
is food is a pleasure, and I'm glad that we're both really enjoying that and getting that out of, you know, some nice deriving some pleasure from that in these quarantines. Like
in these quarantines, we must like cling to whatever gives us succor.
Yeah,
succor, succor,
sucker.
Sounds rude.
Yeah. I feel, yeah, this is, again, very privileged. Like, we both don't have children and families that we need to feed.
That's awesome.
It's
so awesome.
It makes it a lot easier to, like, yeah, it makes it a lot easier to manage. So, friends with kids that are
listening. To all of our friends with kids, we're so sorry, and we love you.
Yeah. I want to be a better person and, like, help my friends with kids more, but I also, like, am scared to leave the house most of the time.
You can't do anything for them. You can't do anything for them. You can't babysit for them. You can't do anything for them.
Yeah, it sucks.
You just be like, it really sucks and it's very stressful and I'm sorry. And as soon as we're allowed, I will babysit for you and you can fuck off and have a good time by yourself.
That's true. I would do that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
And so we love our friends and we love our families and we are excited to be in the same time zone again, even if it's 4 months sooner than it's supposed to be. And we didn't get to do our fucking Italian vacation, which would just be ending right now.
I know.
Ugh. But we'll do it.
Yeah. I still have a credit from Air Canada, so who knows if I'll
be
able
gonna to... We're still going to have a spaghetti.
Yeah, who knows if I'll even be able to take a plane in the next year. I wonder if they'll extend my credit for
I
longer.
I think probably.
Yeah, who knows? Who can say?
Anyway, well, I'll be flying Air Canada home, AC-855, if they don't cancel it.
Fucking awesome. I hope that they don't. I want you to come home. I hope that you have a safe trip from Norwich to Heathrow Airport.
Thank you. I ordered a car service, so on my dad's recommendation, and then he immediately, like, this is so privileged, but immediately my dad sent me the money for, like, my emergency flight and travel home,
so
and
good.
It just made me fucking cry, because John Norgren's a real one.
He's a good dad.
He's a really good dad. My mom's a really good mom, and they both miss me so much, and I miss them so much, so... you know, it's just when you're away from home and you feel lonely and you feel bad, it is something special to have people really want you to come back and do what they can to help you get there. And that's something that's been kind of keeping me going a little bit, is like how much my parents want to see me and how much we want to spend time with each other. And I think that's really lovely.
Aww.
And I'm really excited about getting blackout drunk with them. and like, I don't know, doing jumping jacks on their little postage stamp of a lawn.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Aww,
it should
that's
be good.
So sweet.
So
aww.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to in the quarantines. So yeah.
Nice. Well, I love you very much.
I love you.
I hope that you have a really good like flight and stuff and it's not too stressful travel. And
I'm just going to be masked on both ends.
Yeah, we'll figure out all the logistics for when you get home. So it'll be all
okay.
good. Okay.
I love you.
We'll see all
and of... And I love all of you.
Yes, we'll see all I the rest of our... you on... Okay. Next time on the Sea Hags podcast.
Burp, burp, burp. You hate it when I do that, and then I do it anyway. Okay, I love you. Bye.